Well, good morning. It is 10:50 a.m. on Sunday, April the 3rd, 2022. 48, 50 degrees, mostly cloudy. One could almost say overcast, actually. I don't see any blue sky. Well, no, I don't see any blue sky up there. Anyway, hi. 3 days in a row. It's not exactly a record, but it's a win. I'll take it. Tomorrow will be another win. And the day after that, another win. Or not. I don't know. We'll see. So, yesterday's excitement all revolved around new laundry equipment arriving and not quite being set up correctly. The guys come late in the day. It's like 6:45. To be fair, they said their delivery window was between 3 and 7. And they made 7, barely. But the old one went out, the new ones came in, relatively straightforward, until they went to hook up the dryer. And unfortunately, we have a 3-prong socket, and apparently they sent a 4-prong cord. No problem, just take this over to Lowe's and tell them to trade it out. Tell them we're here to deliver, and they sent the wrong cord, so okay, fine. So I get in a car, drive over to Lowe's. It's like a half a mile away. Maybe it's a mile. I can see the back of Lowe's when I hit the monk post to give you an idea of how close it actually is. So I go over and give it to the guy, and we figure out that, okay, yeah, he can exchange it. There was some question there, but I had the card that we bought the equipment with, so he was able to look up the card transaction and verify it. Okay, fine. So then we get back. And there are two different 3-prong cords. So I call the house. What does the socket look like? Does it have 3 flat prongs, or does it have one prong that's bent? And they couldn't tell, so they took a picture and sent it to me. And yeah, there's one that's bent. So we had the right cord, traded it in, got back to the house with a cord. Life is good. I go to install the cord, and in order to put the plug in, The instructions are really simple. Take these 3 screws out. Take these remaining 2 screws out, because I already had one out. And then just, it doesn't matter which one goes to which one, just plug, you know, put the little flat things, there's a little copper socket, and you put it on the hole and put the screw back in, tighten it down, and you have a good connection, and then you just plug it in and you're ready to go. Okay, fine. Cool. So, in the meantime, the delivery guys have left. I had second thoughts about signing off on it but it's like 3 screws. I mean, how tough can it be? So I get back, and I break out Phillips head screwdriver to pull up the open. Can't get them out. Can't get enough torque on the screw heads to pull them out. And I go, what the hell? So I brought up a whole collection of Phillips head screwdrivers. I have several. Couldn't get enough torque on the screw heads. And I was afraid I was going to strip them out. So it occurred to me what I really needed was a socket driver for the screw. Turns out to be a quarter inch hex head screw. And do you think I could find a quarter inch wrench in my toolbox? Everything but. I suspect because the quarter inch was used somewhere, like back when I lived in Maine or something, and I couldn't get pliers in because there's a little plastic separators, and so each of the little cords goes in its own little channel. So I couldn't put a wrench in it. Went back to Lowe's to get a socket driver. And, you know, it's like, I'm looking at this like, it's like, yes, yeah, right there. Finally found a sort of Swiss Army knife of socket drivers. It's a handheld unit with about, I don't know, 10, 12 little sockets. And I had this, I took the screw with me so I would know I got the right one. And I found this driver. And I took the driver home, bought it, took it home. And it worked. It worked great. It had no problem. No problem at all. But it was like two trips to Lowe's. It took an hour and a half. My wife is giving me grief because I signed off the work order before it was actually fully installed. Which, fair, I probably shouldn't have. But, I mean, yeah, just take out these screws. Oh, and the icing on the cake was, they left me what they said was the missing screw. Except that it wasn't. It had the wrong threads. It looked right. It was a hex head screw with a Phillips head insert, but the threads on it were wrong, and I couldn't get it to catch. So I couldn't get it to screw in. Luckily, the cable that I bought came with screws, and since it was intended for a dryer with three sockets, three screw heads. And it just went in like grease. Good morning. Yeah, it went right in. No, it's not a problem. Then I went to put the safety cover back on to shield the... There's a little metal plate that goes on the back to shield the connection from casual contact. That's a lot of voltage to inadvertently brush against. And I couldn't get it back on. And I realized that before I put the cord back in, it needed to be threaded through a small hole in the back of the casing and then threaded up through so that the safety plate could go on. Oh, I take it all out, pull it all out, thread it up, get it all back in again, screw them all in. All the time I'm worried I'm going to drop one of these hex head nuts. It's going to fall down inside the dryer. Ultimately, around 8:30 last night, we did a load of laundry. Oh, God. It shouldn't have been a big deal. But it was. It was a huge deal. It was a massive deal. It was like, oh my God, the world is ending deal. No, not really, but one might have drawn that conclusion just based on the atmosphere in the house. At any rate, we have new washer and dryer. And we didn't get one of those. We didn't get a front loader. We got top loader. A high capacity top loader. Now, for four people, you would think, a high capacity front load, top loader for four people? Yes. Yes. Because one of the reasons that the old washer died was that it couldn't take the load that we were putting on it. It was one of the early high efficiency washers, and it was never meant for 20 loads a week. Well, a little chihuahua coming at me here. Good morning. Big excitement. Little dog is quite excited to be out pranking along. Come on, Pony, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. And yep, there's Lowe's right over there. Okay, it was never meant to take the load that it got. Front loader, it always leaks. So we have a top loader, and it looks big enough. I could get into it. It's huge. And it's the classic agitator model. It works. I think it's going to be the right thing. I think it can take a whole set of king-size sheets. You used to have to split them up before. Top sheet, two pillowcases. Bottom sheet, two pillowcases. In order to get it to actually work. I don't think it's going to be a problem here. I think this one will take pretty much everything we can throw at it. Which is good. Because the weekly trial by laundry, the privilege involved is just staggering. But with the weekly trial by laundry, it was always a problem. So anyway, we have new filter bags coming for the exhaust. We got the back of the ductwork all cleaned out. Everything is all nice. Life is good, finally. My back is killing me because I had to hunker down, hunch down. My head hurts because I kept banging it on the shelf when I would stand up. But yeah, yesterday was trial by laundry. Kel fun. Yes, that was sarcasm. So I did find, like every good writer, I have a pack of 3x5 cards just handy. So I went and got a marker and I made some 3x5 cards for my to-do list. And I set it up last night before I went to bed. And it helps. It's It feels stupid. I mean, it feels really dumb. But the card sitting there, when I sit down at a computer, which is really where I get most of my distraction from, I sit down at the computer, there's a card that's staring at me and says, writing time. Or this morning it was eat breakfast. And I turned the card over because I was in the process of eating breakfast. When I fixed the cat's breakfast, I made breakfast for me. And then the next card was playtime. Okay, I can do playtime. And the problem is stopping. But I did playtime, and I changed when I started playing, I changed the card. And the next card was walking. Well, one of the problems with getting a good night's sleep is that I'm not up at 4 a.m., which means by, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm usually ready to do something else. But I slept till 6:30 this morning. Got a good night's sleep last night. And when I realized what time it was, I couldn't walk because I couldn't leave the house unattended with my wife asleep. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why that's so. I'm not going to get into them just because I'm not going to get into them. But I had to wait for her to wake up. So the rational thing would have been to swap the walking and writing. But instead, I just kept playing. And I realized that, okay, I need to adjust how this is going to work. Because maybe what I need to do is get up and have breakfast and start writing. Because in the past, that's always worked better. If I save the playtime for later as a reward kind of deal, a carrot, I suspect that that's going to work a whole lot better in the long run. Okay, what are these people doing? Okay, you do have a stop, okay. The problem is that writing before I'm really awake, before my brain is engaged, while it results in a lot of words, I'm not convinced it results in a good story. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll have to try it and see. I do know that it results in words, and that words stack up to form stories eventually. So maybe that's the right answer. Maybe I eat breakfast and write. And then walk. Although it's going to come where if I can get out by 7, I can be back by 8. Or I could just unplug the phone, I suppose. The thing is, we still have a landline phone. And the landline phone rings starting about 9:05. Frequently, starting around 8:15, with robocallers in the wrong time zone, who think that it's after 9 o'clock in Colorado. And it rings all day. It rings all day. We're on the no-call list. Doesn't matter. It rings all day. Every half hour. My wife will be 65, eligible for Medicare in the fall. And she's been getting 3 calls a day from Medicare service companies who want her information so that they can help her get registered for Medicare. And what they really want is her Medicare number. But she's not even ready to think about it yet. It's 6 months away? Yeah, I think. Yeah. 7 months. Get all of April. So, yeah. It's something she needs to do. It's not something she needs to do now. It's certainly not something she needs to do with some rando calling on the phone. So, yeah, there's that. Then we have Cannoli, who starts crying at the door. Because he's still in the back room. He still hasn't become a full member of the family yet. I think we're overdue for pulling the Band-Aid off and letting the cats sort it out amongst themselves. But he's making slow progress. Maybe it'll come together. Maybe we won't have to pull the Band-Aid off. I don't know. We'll see. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.